Okay, good morning. I'd like to welcome you to Rip Sachs this year. In terms of scheduling for next month, we've scheduled Rip Sachs for April 18th and April 25th. That's the 2 weeks immediately following Pesach. His topic, he'll speak on Sfiras HaOmer. If anyone is interested in sponsoring this year, you can contact Henry Olinsky or myself. In terms of this morning, we have two sponsors. The first is Michelle and Michael Schwartz and family, in honor of Michael and Michelle's 25th wedding anniversary. And the second sponsor is the Feigenbaum and Schmutter families, in memory of Aaron Laub, Aaron Bar Mitzvah, Rabbi Sachs. Just a reminder, there's an MTJ breakfast immediately following this year downstairs.
The events of Yetzias Mitzrayim serve not only as a basis of the Yontif of Pesach, all the mitzvos of the Seder night, but in a very broad sense, serve as Ikari Emuna and affect every day of our life. We know the Rambam tells us the first of Ikari Emuna is the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Borei Umanhig. When we think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Borei Olam, we always point to the events of Briyas Olam, Kisheshes Yamin. However, when we point to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Manhig, as we recite in our davening, HaMechadish B'tuvo B'chol Yom Tamid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly impacts and recreates the world each and every day, there we always point to the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only created the world once, but rather impacts, is involved, and at times performs Nisim Gluyim on behalf of Knesset Yisrael. The same the Gemara tells us is true when it comes to Shabbos. The Torah in Aseres Hadibros tells us our observance of Shabbos is supposed to be Keneged Briyas HaOlam, but also a reminder of Yetzias Mitzrayim. In Shmos Perek Chav, we underscore the reason we observe Shabbos is because Kisheshes Yamim. In Veschanan and Dvarim Hei, the Torah tells us we observe Shabbos because V'Zacharta Ki Eved Hayisa B'Mitzrayim. And therefore, each and every Shabbos, we're obligated to be mindful of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. The Gemara tells us in Sachim Kuf Yed Zayin Amud Beis, this is true when it comes to the mitzvah of Kiddush. The simple understanding of Gemara is in Kiddush, it's not enough merely to underscore the significance of Shabbos in terms of Briyas HaOlam, but you also must acknowledge the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. The Gemara says regarding Shabbos, Zocher Yom HaShabbos Takadsho, Yetzias Mitzrayim Naman Tizkor, the Gzeres Shav of Gemara, Zocher Tizkor, tells us the need to incorporate Yetzias Mitzrayim into the mitzvah of Kiddush. In fact, in Chaschinah comments we discussed in earlier Shiurim, in mitzvah Lamed Aleph, one does not fulfill the mitzvah min HaTorah of Kiddush when one davens Mariv, not because you require Yayin. The Gemara that tells us Zocher HaYayin is only a Din Drabanan, but it's essential that you acknowledge Yetzias Mitzrayim within the framework of Kiddush. And although that's true on Yantiv, we don't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in Shmonesrei on Shabbos, and therefore Minchas Chinuch writes, when you come home from Shul, you are still obligated in the Mitzvah Min HaTorah of Kiddush, and that is only fulfilled when you link Kedusha Shabbos to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us from Mitzrayim. It's also even comments in that sugya, Pesach Mekuf Yud Zayin Mabez, the very top Tosas, a great Kiddush, what is the basis of Lamed Tes Malachos? We normally assume, as the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Daf Mem Tes Malachos, Shabbos is based on Melechus HaMishkan. Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to construct the Mishkan, Vosli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Socham, not to do so on Shabbos. Anything that is involved, according to Rashi, in building Mishkan HaBeis HaMikdash, according to Rav Haigon, even Avodas HaKarbonos, that serves as the basis of all Lamed Tes Malachos. But Tosus quotes a fascinating Chiddush of the Medrash. The reason we observe Shabbos is to remind us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. When we were Avodim to Paron Mitzrayim, these are the Malachos that we had to do, to reap and to sow and to harvest and to carry, to sort, and therefore we commemorate our Cheirus by refraining on Shabbos from those very malachos you are obligated to do when we serve Paro in Mitzrayim. Therefore, Shabbos itself is a reminder of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only as Borei, but also as the one who took us out of Mitzrayim. And in fact, you know that there is a mitzvah in HaTorah. L'man tizkor es yom tzeischa meretz Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha. Zechir is necessary not merely once a year. However, each day, as we assume like Ben Zoma, during the day and night, we're obligated to articulate the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. And the Ramban comments in Parshas Bo and Shmos and Perek Yebeis, the whole calendar system that we have is based on Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. The Ramban explains, just as the Torah does not give names to days of the week, in order that each and every day should serve as a reminder of Shabbos, so too the Ramban explains that the Torah uses a numeric system when it comes to months of the year, in order that you'll tell me that this is the third, the fourth, or fifth month of what cycle? The answer is Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Ramban then is very bothered. How is it possible that we now have names for the months of the year if this, after all, was part of the obligation of Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodshei Hashanah? The Ramban writes, the entire calendar is supposed to remind us of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. If this is true, Yetzias Mitzrayim is the basis of Ikar Yemunah, the basis of so many daily mitzvos. Therefore, it simply begs the question, what is so unique about the Seder night? You come home to fulfill this mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but moments earlier in Shul, you recited Kriya Shema and Emes V'Yamuna. You mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. In Emes V'Yamuna, you elaborate on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed Nisim at that time. What then is added by this obligation? Many differences, of course, between the mitzvah each and every day, which is termed Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, as opposed to the mitzvah unique to the Seder night, that of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. In fact, if you look in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam does not count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim at all, absent from Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam does count in Kuf Nun Zayin the obligation of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. One of the possible solutions to this difficulty of Chaim Brisker pointed out is the following. On the Seder night, there is a separate mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not an independent mitzvah, but rather it is part of the obligation of Kriya Shema. Our affirmation of Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim requires Borei Umanhig, and therefore the mitzvah each day of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, according to the view of the Rambam, Reb Chaim suggested, is not an independent mitzvah at all. It goes hand in hand with our obligation of Kriya Shema. In fact, we discussed in the past, Kriya Shema, we assume lahalacha, is a mitzvah daraisa, machlokis between Shmuel and the Chachamim. We assume as the shita of the Chachamim, Kriya Shema, mitzvah min HaTorah. How much of Kriya Shema is in fact a mitzvah midaraisa? Various deos in the Rishonim. Four possibilities, four different views. The view of the Ramban that only the first pasuk of Kriya Shema is daraisa. Prichodosh comments, the view of Rashi, the very beginning of Maseches Brachos, the first parsha is daraisa. The view of Tosus Prichodosh explains both parshios are daraisa. But Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, you look in the Rambam seems to indicate that all three parshios of Kriya Shema is daraisa. The Rambam comments with Kriyas Gimel parshios Eilo HaSeder Zuhi Nikris Kriya Shema. When the Rambam defines the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, all three parshios, what's the obvious difficulty? The third parsha of Kriya Shema, that's the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's exactly the Chiddush Reb Chaim explained. The Rambam is telling you that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim each day is not an independent mitzvah, but rather that is part of the act of Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim. Accepting upon oneself that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech means an affirmation of Borei Umanhig, and that is what we do each and every day. What then is so special about the obligation of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's different in many obvious ways. When it comes to the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, no doubt a personal obligation. One is not obligated to converse with others, to declare, to participate with anyone else, other than making that affirmation privately. When it comes to the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Torah frames that mitzvah as give and take, derech shaila and tshuva, question and response, v'igadta levincha bayomahu lemor. That's one marked difference, that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is meant to be dialogue, involving others in this process as well. And furthermore, the Gemara indicates that the mitzvahs that we fulfill at the Seder night are not merely independent obligations, but the mitzvos halayla are also part of the obligation of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're all familiar with the Mishnah, the statement of Rabban Gamliel, Kol shlo amar shloshe dvarim beilu pesach, lo yotzi yedei chavasa. If you fail to mention Pesach, Matzah, Morar, the mitzvah is not fulfilled. Exactly what that term means and what mitzvah is Rabban Gamliel referring to is somewhat questionable. The Ran points out that sometimes the Gemara will tell us Lo yotzi rechavasa, not to indicate that you're not yotzei at all, but you are not fully yotzei the mitzvah. That's the chiddush that the Ran also explains in the sugya in Sukkah on daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Sometimes the Gemara will tell us you're not yotzei, but really the Gemara means to say you're not yotzei in the ideal sense. And so too the Ran explains when it comes to Rabban Gamliel that at least ideally it is necessary to mention Pesach, Matzah, and Morar. In what sense? What mitzvah was Rabban Gamliel referring to? So it's very interesting. The Rambam, the Chacham Eitz HaMatzah, Perek Zayin, Perek Ches, discusses the mitzvot that we have during the night of the Seder, and the Ram discusses this topic of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Rambam places the halacha of Rabban Gamliel, the need to accentuate, to emphasize Pesach, Matzah, and Morar within the context of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The simple understanding then of the Rambam, Lo Yotzi De Chavasa, does not mean that the mitzvah of Pesach, Matzah, Umarar. One perhaps could have argued, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah, one has to understand its significance. The Rambam assumes, Perek Vav, Hachoscham Eitz HaMatzah, Kafuhu Vacha Matzah Yatzah. If a person is forced to eat matzah and he does so, even if he doesn't have the requisite kavana, nonetheless the mitzvah is fulfilled. And what about Rabban Gamliel, that you have to understand the significance of matzah? The Rambam writes, that's not in terms of the mitzvah of matzah, but that is the obligation of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim must envelop, must incorporate the mitzvos halayla. And therefore, when we mention at length the significance Pesach, Matzah, and Morar, that is part of the obligation of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Tosefta says that the Tanoim who gathered and they were discussing the Sapim Yetzias Mitzrayim Koloso Halayla, the Tosefta writes that they were Osek Behilchos HaPesach, even the Halachos of Pesach, part of the obligation of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. And there's a fascinating indicator from the Gemara that this is true. The Gemara tells us in Sachim Kufta Zayin Mudbeiz, if one Rachman Litzlan is a Sagi Nahar, he is blind, is he obligated in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why should we assume that sight is so vital in order to fulfill that mitzvah? The Gemara assumes the following. Whenever the Torah uses the term of Ba'avur Zeh, Zeh means to point to something that you can perceive, something that is tangible, something which is concrete. That's a concept you're familiar with from Rashi and Chazal and many different makoros. When it comes, for example, to Machzis HaShekel, the Pasuk says, Ze Yitnu. Rashi quotes that the Chachamim tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu was somewhat perplexed as to exactly what the Machzis HaShekel should be. Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the Matzdeya Shel Eish, Ze Yitnu. The same the Gemara tells us is true when it comes to Kiddush HaKodesh. Exactly what is the Molad Halavana that allows us to declare that now it's Rosh Chodesh? Moshe Rabbeinu was shown exactly how it should appear, and that's why the Torah tells us HaKodesh Hazeh Lachem. Moshe Rabbeinu, for example, was uncertain as to details in terms of how the menorah should be constructed, and therefore the Torah tells us, Zeh Miksha HaMenorah, Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu exactly how, in fact, it should be formed. When it comes to Ben Sora Moreh, Beneinu Zeh Sora Moreh, that means that the parents have to come to able to point to the particular child who is accused of being the Ben Sora Moreh. Zeh Kevi Van Vehu, the Gemara explains, the great time of Hashras HaShvina, where everyone can point Kaviyachot to Hashkachas Hashem. Zeh always means perception, not intellectually, but rather in a very concrete and obvious manner. The Gemara tells us when it comes to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Pasuk of Bavur Zeh, the Gemara suggests, Summa Potter Milomar Hahagada. The Gemara then is bothered. Rav Sheshes, Rav Yosef were blind. And yet they used to lead the Seder in their home. And the Gemara says, how is that possible? Don't we know, after all, the Gemara tells us, Rosh Hashanah Chavtes, Kol Mi Sheinu Mechuyav B'Davar, Eino Motzi Yaserav Midei Chavasa. If you're exempt, how is it possible for you to discharge the obligation of others. You see a great Kiddush from that Gemara as well, that the process of the Haggadah utilizes the vehicle of Shomea Kona. I'm being motzi when I lead the Seder in your Chiyuv. Maybe one could have argued that, look, everybody's participating, some actively, some passively, yatsa motzi. When it comes to a formal halacha, framework, a structure, Kiddush, Kriyas HaMegillah, I understand you have to come on to the vehicle of Shomea Kona. I do so. You have in mind each word in I am Otsi you. The Gemara indicates that that's also true when it comes to the Haggadah, to the point that the Gemara questions if the one who is leading the Haggadah is not obligated in this mitzvah, Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, how is it that he can discharge the obligation of the other participants who are listening? The Gemara answers, Kosavar Matza Bizman Hazed Rabbana. Rav Yosef, Rav Sheshes were of the opinion, Matzah is only a din d'rabbanan. The Gemara wants to know, how is it possible for them to be motzi, all those who are present in the midst of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? And the Gemara answers, Matzah bizman hazeh d'rabbanan. How does that resolve the difficulty of the Gemara? The assumption seems to be the following. An inherent part of the midst of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim are the mitzvah salayla, Pesach, Matzah, Maror. We recite in the Haggadah, Bavur zeh, we usually think of that to mean in terms of the timing of the mitzvah. Yachol mirosh chodesh? No. Bavur zeh means b'shoshesh matzu mar munachin lefanecha. The zman of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That is dependent on the zman of achilas hakarban, achilas matzah. The Gemara assumes a very great chiddush. If, in fact, none of the mitzvos would be midaraisa, if Pesach, Matzah, and Maror would only be midrabanan, then the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim could only be midrabanan as well. If there wasn't the possibility of fulfilling any other mitzvah in HaTorah, so therefore now Sipur would be downgraded to a mitzvah drabanan. We don't have Karban Pesach. Maror Bizman Hazeh is only drabanan. What is it that allows the obligation of Sipur to be a mitzvah midaraisa? The fact that matzah is a Torah obligation, and therefore we can link Sipur to the mitzvah salayla. If you were to maintain that matzah is only a din drabanan, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim would also only be drabanan as well. Kasavar matzah bizman hazeh drabanan. That's the inherent link of the mitzvah salayla with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. In fact, Rav Soloveitchik asked the following kasha, the first half of the Seder, you understand very well that there's a clear connection between the mitzvos and Sipur. That's b'shoshesh matzum mara monochin lefanecha. You know, when you finish and you eat the afikomen, now the second half of the Seder, that element of Sipur, how is that linked to the mitzvah salayla? Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the chiddush, that is the halacha of Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikomen. Why is it so essential that a person not eat or drink anything foreign to the Seder? Once the Haggadah, even Achil is finished, as the Haggadah continues, because you have to preserve that link of Sipur with the mitzvos. The beginning of the Seder, the mitzvos are before you. The end of the Seder, that's the halacha of Tamatzah B'Piv. Rav Soloveitchik could often cite the chiddush of Balamor. How long does this Isser last of Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikomen? Balamor suggests an interesting chiddush that it only continues until the end of the Seder in order to create that link between the mitzvos as opposed to the obligation of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We assume that again that is prolonged even into the night, but what is driving that halacha is to emphasize that the role of the mitzvah salayla and matzah continues and lingers even for the conclusion of the Seder as well. So one marked difference between Zechira and each and every day as opposed to Sipur. Sipur requires and must be inherently linked to the mitzvah salayla. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, Kufnun Zayin, also emphasizes an additional element of Sipur. Each day of the year, we acknowledge the fact, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you took us out of Mitzrayim. But what about the obligation of Shevach V'Hodah, of reciting Hallel? When the Rambam defines the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Rambam includes in that definition the need to give Shevach V'Hodah, thanksgiving to Kadosh Baruch Hu, for this experience. And that, as you know, occupies much of the thrust of the Seder night. Not merely recalling the experience of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, but an opportunity to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that experience, and we do so by reciting Hallel. When a person learns the halachos of Hallel, Shulchan Aruch and Tavchav Beis, almost every halacha seems to be contradicted by the Hallel at the Seder night. Normally speaking, Hallel is recited with a bracha. Already the Ramban, Rav Haigon, Psachim, Kufi Zayin is bothered. Why is that not true when it comes to the Seder night? No bracha recited on Hallel. Normally experiencing Hallel is always done ba'amida. Here we recite Hallel b'yeshiva. Normally in Shul, a person would never be mafsik in the middle of Hallel. And all of a sudden now, we read half of the Hallel, we take a break, and then we conclude the Hallel. How is it that somehow we're allowed to interrupt in the middle of Hallel itself? Hallel is only during the day, either based on the pasuk the Gemara tells us of Zeh Hayom Asa Hashem, or else Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mavo, and yet all of a sudden Hallel here is at night. The Yisum and Shukhraf, Magen Avram writes, Tavchav Beis, women are exempt from Hallel. But yet, women are obligated in Hallel at the Seder night. How do you know that women, in fact, are obligated in Hallel? Tosus has a fascinating proof. The Tosus is called in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Women are obligated in Dalet Kosos. No, that's one of the three places the Gemara quotes the principle of Afayin Hayo Ba'osanes. Even though I would have thought that it's a mitzvah seisha as man grama, tain ba mitzvos, women are exempt, women are obligated in Dalet Kosos. Good? How do you know that that means they're obligated in Hallel? Tosus assumes the following. The mitzvah of Dalet Kosos has two different elements to it. One is simply to drink 4 cups of wine, as the Rambam writes, that chayev echad lishtos Dalet Kosos shel yayin. But there's an additional element of Dalet Kosos, and that is to establish, to be koveya, all 4 parts of the Seder, al hayayin. You know, a person realizes that sometimes I tend to doze, it's hard for me late at night to drink. You know what, we're starting the Seder, let me quickly drink 4 cups of wine, fulfill the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. No, the Gemara tells us one element a person will fulfill. However, it's necessary that each one of the Kosos correspond to part of the Seder, to the Kiddush, to the Sipur, the Birchas HaMazon, and the conclusion of the Hallel. So Tosus writes that the Gemara tells us that women are obligated in Dalet Kosos, and the purpose of the Kosos are to enhance the various mitzvos of the night, then if women are obligated in the enhancement, they must certainly be obligated in the mitzvah itself. And therefore, if women are obligated in that last kos, they're certainly obligated in the mitzvah of Hallel. So Tosus writes, isn't that unusual? That normally speaking, women are exempt from Hallel. We generally assume halacha this is even true on Hanukkah, where we do apply the principle of Afein Hayo Ba'osanes. Afein Hayo Ba'osanes requires women to participate in Hadlokas Aneros, but not the obligation of Hallel. And yet Tosus says it's clear that Afein Hayo Ba'osanes does not only obligate women in Dalet Kosos, but women are obligated in Hallel as well. Why is that true? Why is it that they're obligated in this Hallel as opposed to Hallel all different times throughout the year? Apparently you see that there is a clear difference between Hallel B'Shar Yimot HaShanah as opposed to Hallel at the Seder night. What is it that accounts for that difference? Let me ask you a simple question. The obligation of Hallel, a mitzvah in HaTorah or only a mitzvah d'Rabbanan? So you'll cite the Rambam, Perek Gimel, Pachas Chanukah, but generally speaking, Hallel is only a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. Is that always true? That Hallel is a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. There seem to be ample makoros to indicate that at times, Hallel is a mitzvah midaraisa. The Gemara tells us, for example, Megillah and Daf Yud Aleph, that on Purim, we don't recite Hallel. Why should you think that you do recite Hallel? The Gemara says the following, Yekav HaChomer, if mi'avdus l'cheirus ha-mashira, if you recited Hallel simply when it was a threat not of annihilation, but persecution, then you recite Hallel. So therefore, when a person finds himself in dire need and there's a hatzalah, of course one is obligated to recite Hallel. Isn't that Kav HaChomer in HaTorah? Or the Yerushalmi points out the following, we recite every day in davening, Oz Yashir. And how do we end the pasuk Vayomru? Lemor. What does that word Lemor mean? No, just Vayomru. What is Lemor? The Yerushalmi writes one word, but a very great Kiddush. Lemor means Lidoros. we're obligated to recite Shevach Vahoda, not just simply at the moment of Kriyas Yamsuf, but there's a mitzvah ledoros of reciting such halal. When is that true? Is halal a mitzvah in HaTorah? Is halal only a mitzvah derabbanan? If you look in the Shultos, for example, the Shultos and Shulto Chavav indicates that at times there's a mitzvah in HaTorah of reciting halal. Then it Ziv explains, based on the Shultos, a beautiful distinction. One has to separate and distinguish between halal b'shas hanes as opposed to halal commemorating enes. Let's assume, for example, on Hanukkah, we recite halal. Why? In commemoration of what happened long ago. Commemoration, that is the din derabanan of halal. But let's assume, for example, a person experiences an ace. That halal, the Netziv points out, that's the kavachomer of Kriyas Yamsuf, that's the Yerushalmi's pasuk of Lemor, that is a mitzvah min HaTorah. When a person experiences a Hatzavah, experiences Yeshua, that halal is min HaTorah. To commemorate that experience, year in and year out, that is only a din derabanan. When it comes to halal generally, what is the purpose of our reciting halal? It marks Kedusha Sayom, but in essence, it is a halal of commemoration. Now, this is what Rav Haigon terms, this is what the Ran quotes Pesachim Kuf Yud Zayin, halal b'toras kriya, a formal rendition of halal. Perhaps that's the halal that commemorates what happened years ago that we do year in and year out. But then Rav Haigon writes, there's a halal which is b'toras shira. A halal that a person recites as a spontaneous song. What is the difference between kriya as opposed to shira? Perhaps this is the chiddush that Rav Haigon is alluding to. That concept of the netziv, halal year in and year out of commemoration, that's the formal rendition of kriya sahalal. Halal which is the spontaneous response to a nes that one experiences, that is shira sahalal. That's the fascinating terms that Rav Haigon uses, kriya sahalal, as opposed to shira sahalal. Halal de Torah's Omer Shira. And perhaps the suggestion, the difference is one of commemoration as opposed to the spontaneous response to the experience of an ace. What is the obligation of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? By very definition, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, each and every day, Zechira means remembrance of what happened in the past. We acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu once took us out of Mitzrayim. That's the mitzvah each and every day. What is the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Simply to recall that thousands of years ago, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. The mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to relive, re-experience, retell these events as though it is occurring at this moment. That, the Rambam writes, is the Chiddush of B'chol Dor V'Dor Chayev Adam Liras Asatzmo Kilu Yatzim Mitzrayim. That is what is driving the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Rambam emphasizes, B'chol Dor V'Dor Chayev Adam Leharos Asatzmo. A person is obligated to demonstrate that chayrus. And the Rambam comments, Kilu Hu Yatzah, the Rambam adds the word Atah, at this moment, from Eretz Mitzrayim. That's the Chiddush of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Each day, including the Lel Seder, in Shul, we will mark the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu once took us out of Mitzrayim. But the obligation to relive these experiences as though they are fresh and real and that they are occurring at this moment, that is uniquely true of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Perhaps, according to the Netziv, one could suggest the following Chiddush. The halal we recite on Pesach during every other time aside from the Seder night is halal because HaKadosh Baruch Hu once long ago took us out of Mitzrayim. The halal at the Seder night is a halal which is b'shas hanes. That's the halal as though we experience these events at this moment. You'll ask me, is halal a mitzvah seisha hazman grama or is it not? Halal of commemoration, the kriyas halal, of course, is time-bound. Halal b'shas hanes. Whenever a person experiences an ace, they're obligated to recite that halal. That's what Tosus perhaps is alluding to in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches and Aleph. That halal is al hanesuba va'afin hayoboso hanes. Halal always during the day, not at night. True. Halal of kriyas halal is only during the day. Halal b'shas hanes is the moment that You experience the nes, whether it is day, whether it is not. Rav Haigon writes the Chiddush that the formal rendition of Hallel, that requires a bracha. The spontaneous rendition of Hallel, b'shas ha-nes, does not have a bracha. That means a person is so moved by the events that he experiences, spontaneously a person engages in Shira without the bracha, no matter what position he's in, without reciting the bracha, immediately to recite the words of the Hallel itself. And when you look back in the Haggadah, fascinating observation, and then how does the next paragraph of the Haggadah continue? If it wasn't for this halacha, you wouldn't be reciting Hallel. You recite Hallel Oyalam, without the halacha b'chol dor v'dor. Not this Hallel. This is a Hallel which is in fact b'shas ha-neis. This Hallel, what is driving this halacha, part of the mitzvah separatius mitzrayim, is nothing else other than b'chol dor v'dor chayav adam liros asatzmo. That is what justifies and obligates us to recite a Hallel, even balayla, even the yeshiva, even without a bracha. Then it still points out in Haggadah another beautiful observation. Hefsek, you take a break in the middle of Hallel. You recite a little bit of Hallel. Look, the night has been long. Hopefully a lot of divrei Torah, a lot of hislavos, kavanos. You take a break, you eat, you regenerate yourself, and all of a sudden you move on to the Hallel. A break in the middle of Hallel. And it still points out the following Chiddush. You know, when a person experiences a nes, he has a twofold obligation. That number one, Shevach Bahodah, recitation of Hallel. Number two, Arbot Srichim Lahodos. A person brings a carbon toda. A person is obligated to have Achila, Shtia, Suda, in order to mark that experience. That is the second element of experiencing a nes. Abad Srichim Lahodos. It's necessary to give Shevach Lahodah and to do so within the context of the Suda. And it still points out the following Kiddush. What is it that is driving the mitzvah sachila this night? Why is it that you have a Suda on the night of Pesach? So you'll tell me, number one, Sudas Yantif. That's certainly true. Number two, you'll tell me that there's mitzvah of eating matzah and eating maror, and therefore achila is necessary. Absolutely, but there's a third element to the suda. Not only an opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah salayla, not only a fulfillment of sudas yantif, but this is a sudas hoda, commemorating the nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And how did Chazal emphasize that this suda is not merely a sudas yantif, but this is a sudas hoda? What better way to do so than to surround the Suda by Hallel? You'll tell me it's a hefsek. No, not at all. This is min b'mino. This is the very purpose of the Hallel, the very purpose of the Suda. This is a Suda Soda, and therefore it requires that Hallel precede and Hallel follow. This recitation of Hallel must be involved at this particular moment. The Netziv Ibn Parsha Sav writes a beautiful Kiddush. This you can quote in almost any simcha. That's the Kiddush of the Netziv. There's something unusual about Abad Tzrichim Lahodos, Karban Toda. Karban Toda is Kodshim Kalim. Normally speaking, how long does a person have to eat Kodshim Kalim? So normally the Zman Achil is for a couple of days. And yet, uniquely, the Torah tells us when it comes to Karban Toda, despite the fact that it's Kodshim Kalim, the Zman Achila is very short. You only have a single day to consume the karban. And the Chachamim were not even satisfied with that. Even though min ha-Torah, a person can consume the karban through the entire night, midrabanan, everything has to be consumed by chatzos ha-layla. And maybe you'll tell me that, okay, possible, this is a very elaborate, hefty karban. You bring a behema, it's accompanied by 40 loaves of chametz u'matzah. The Torah tells us that the karban must be abundant, and the Zman Achila is incredibly short. Imagine that I would tell you at your simcha, at your chasana, or at the bar mitzvah, this is what you must serve, and if anything is left over by Chatzos HaLayla, you'll violate an Isser Drabanan, anything left over by the next morning, an Isser Daraisa of Noser. Why is the Torah so adamant in its Siv rights? The Zman Achila be so short, and yet the menu be so elaborate? You know what the Netziv answers? Because the Torah wants to ensure When you have an experience to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Arbat Tzrichim Lahodos, that this not be done in a private fashion, but one is obligated to share that simcha with others. How is that the Torah ensures that you will invite everyone to participate with you in commemorating that simcha, that Shevat Bahodah, by the Torah telling you this is what you must serve, and you can't have anything left by Chatzos HaLaila? That is impossible. If you and merely your family is going to participate in this sense of simcha, of Shevach Bahodah, only if you invite the entire tzibur with you can you possibly fulfill the requirements of Karban Toda. This is true when it comes to that element of Suda Soda as well. Part of our emphasis when it comes to the Seder, of inviting everyone to participate, not only Kol Dichvin, but the mitzvah Sipri Yisrael itself, not, as we mentioned, a personal, private experience, but rather an opportunity to share with others, is in order to emphasize this element of Tzibur in terms of the Pirsum Enisa, of what we experience during this time. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim each and every day is a private moment. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears us acknowledge that, yes, you are the one who took us out of Mitzrayim. Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim requires that sense of Pirsum Hanes, the participation of others, the obligation of having a Suda Soda, and therefore, the Chachamim insist that Halal surround the meal in order to emphasize this particular element. Tosfos even points out that this is what we can use to understand the following difference. Tosfos writes, Pesachim Kufta Zayin Wadbeis. We describe the great praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this night in two very different ways. We recite V'nomar Lefanav Shira Chadasha, and then in the Bracha V'asher Goalanu V'node Lecha Shir Chadash. Tosfos is bothered why the shift from Shir to Shira. Why sometimes do you use Lashon Zachar, sometimes use Lashon Nekeva? Tosfos quotes the following Chiddush in the name of the Mechilta. The difference between Zachar and Nekeva is modeled after the birthing process, and that is Chevle Leida, the different role of the father as opposed to a mother. In terms of that experience of giving birth, that's a moment where, from the perspective of the mother, is somewhat bittersweet. It's a moment of great simcha, but no doubt it accompanies chevle leida. When it comes to the happy father, he experiences the simcha firsthand, and we try our best to sympathize and to empathize, but nonetheless, the chevle leida, that is not the responsibility that we bear. Tosfos writes, name of the Mechilta, the following Chiddush, when we speak about pure simcha, we always use shir, b'lashon zachar. That means unbridled, untempered, unbalanced simcha. That's the Chiddush of the Mechilta. When we speak about simcha which is somewhat balanced, somewhat tempered, then we use the term shira. That's what we recited yesterday in our davening. Mizmor shir liyom ha-shabbos. We immediately explain, yom sheh kulo shabbos. Why yom sheh kulo shabbos? How do you know it's a reference to lasilavo? Because shir means a time of pure simcha. Tosfos writes the following Chiddush. When we experience the Seder night, v'nomar lefanav shira chadasha, what is the shira chadasha? It is not referring to what we will do in the future, but rather what we are doing now. Right now, the challah that we're reciting is a shira chadasha. Why is it a shira? Because we acknowledge Yetzias Mitzrayim. At the same time, we acknowledge the reality of Golos, that is called shira. Hatzalah accompanied by Chevle Leida. In the bracha of Asher Goalanu, there were mispalat HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Geula Asida v'no delecha Shir Chadash, that there will come a time that it will be a Shir Chadash of pure Simcha. That's what Tosfos writes is the difference between Shir as opposed to Shira. And even though we refer to v'no melafon of Shira Chadasha, the same Haggadah that we recite year in and year out, this is called Shira Chadasha. What is so new about this year's Shira as opposed to last year's Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? And that's exactly the answer of B'chol Dor V'Dor Chayiv Adam. This is not a halal simply of commemoration. This is not the same halal that you recited yesteryear and the year before and the year before, but no, this is a challah which is a shira chadasha for the newness, the freshness of that experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim, ki ilu hu yatsa atam Mitzrayim, as though it's occurring at this very moment. Of all the difficult mitzvos that we have at Pesach, the preparation, Ba'yiran, Ba'yimatzah, and making sure we eat the shiurim and fulfill the mitzvos properly, one of the more difficult obligations is to genuinely be able to experience that sense of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim as Ki'ilu Hu Ata Yatsa Mitzrayim. The Netziv points out, living in times of Golos, it's especially difficult, but that's the uniqueness of Knesset Yisrael, that even in a Golos experience, we can see that silver lining of Hashras HaShchina and the Mispalo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Gula Hasid is something that is at our doorsteps, and be able to celebrate even in a time of Golos as well. I often mention to you that one of my favorite Rambans in the very end of Parshas Bo, I mentioned in the Shiurim on Purim, that the purpose of Nisim Gluyim, the Ramban writes, the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is not merely to recognize the Yad Hashem at that night, but rather that serves as a driving force for every experience in life. Umitoch haNisim haGluyim haGdolim haMepursamim Agamoda beNisim haNistarim Shem Yisrael Kol HaTorah Kula. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs such Nisim Gluyim? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is capable of a Nis Nigla, of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu is capable of the Nisim Nistarim that we experience each and every day. And if at the Seder night we can acknowledge the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can perform Oso Sumofsim, then that affirms our belief in Hashkacha Pratis in every facet of day-to-day life, when others can dismiss that as being natural and routine and mundane. We know that that's part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being the manig, HaMechadesh Betuvo V'chol Yom Tamid Masa Beishis. This is part of the unique element that we experience during the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only a Borei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the manig. And even though we're obligated to be mindful of this fact, as Ramban writes, when it comes to the daily calendar, when it comes to the daily mitzvah of Laman Tizkor, but it's once here at the Seder night that we experience these events, although they are occurring at this moment. Bezras Hashem, we should be zoche at the Seder night to be able to experience this sense of Shira as though the mitzvah is occurring at this moment that right now we are witnessing, a great moment of Gula, that Bezras Hashem are Shira Chadasha should be transformed into a Shir Chadash, Al Gulasenu, Val Pedus Nafshenu.